This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger. Joining me this morning is Mr. John Kilgore. He's the superintendent at Pontiac's District 90, PTHS. Mr. Kilgore, how are you this morning?
Very good. Thank you, Todd.
It is great to have you here because, obviously, people want to keep track of how things are going in this very unusual year. But let's start with something that's kind of routine. Each year, the district is audited, and you've talked to the auditor. So how are things looking?
Yeah, we have a board meeting on Monday. Our auditor from Phillips & Associates will be giving the presentation. I have the results in hand. Very positive result. There's something called a financial profile score. We are pleased to report a perfect 4.0 score for our financial profile score, projecting out where we're at in the coming year. So that is very positive. It means that we've done a good job of controlling our expenditures and where our revenues are coming in. So each year, our process of planning and expected revenues, planning that in a conservative manner, and also, you know, only expending what we need to, has served us well over the years.
Do you feel like the conservative measures you've put in place in past years are paying off now?
Yeah, they are. I'm in my ninth year now, and when I came in, there was a planned use of funds. The board had decided, and probably rightfully so, to invest in updating our building with a very expensive but much-needed HVAC overhaul. That meant we had to try to build back some of our reserves over time, and we've been able to do that. So we're in a good position right now. We're able to support our staff instructionally, both in the classrooms and outside the classrooms, and invest also our capital projects-related funds to building our facilities and improving that. Over 50-year-old building built back in 64, 65, so things keep coming up. For example, I'm very pleased that during my tenure here, we've been able to, as of this fall, complete every inch of roof over our main building, which is a very expensive process. So we've done that in sections, and our largest section now is done. So it's kind of a sigh of relief to have something like that done. Not everybody sees it, but always hanging over your head.
In more ways than one. John Kilgore is our guest this morning. He's the superintendent at Pontiac's District 90. We're just talking about how things are going in the district here in October of 2020. And let's talk in more general terms, Mr. Kilgore. The kids still adapting? The teachers still in the process of adapting? Or have they developed a routine?
We are continuing to adapt. And that's important. Our mission statement, in fact, for our district includes adaptive learners, global thinkers, and responsible citizenship. And all those things are coming into play with our current situation. Things aren't perfect by any means, but we continue to strive to get to that level, and we continue to try to adapt. And adapting is not just for students. It's for instructors as well. So we have about 100 students who have elected to take the full remote, which leaves about another 600 in our hybrid system. And so we have about half of those here every other day. And so it makes it for a very manageable, safe application, if you will, of learning and distribution of people across our building. All things considered, it's been a very positive approach. But like anything, it's not perfect. Teachers would like to see their students more, and students would like to be in the building more. But as far as safety goes, the plan has really worked for us. Almost pause to say this out of superstition, but we're very fortunate, Todd, to have only two cases to date now, and both were spread out by about a month, and it has had minimal impact on the district as a result of the adherence towards mask wearing, continuous disinfecting steps, and doing our very best with social distancing and having the hybrid system model in place at school.
Now, as an administrator, what is the state telling you? Are we going to continue this way for the foreseeable future, or are they giving you some idea that there might be a reassessment of how we're doing business in the near future?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, nor do they, and as a result, they can't tell us exactly. But when you talk to people at the level of health departments and so on, they don't see a lot of change in the immediate future. So we're just going to continue to plan on what we're doing right now and carry that through if that's what we need to do next semester. When we mapped out the year of going to the hybrid system, we actually mapped it out for the whole year. We hoped it wouldn't be the whole year, but we did map it out that way. So we're prepared.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to talk about, Mr. Kilgore? I mean, generally speaking, when we do these interviews, we like to talk about kudos to the students, but there aren't quite as many opportunities for the students these days.
Really appreciate our support staff and people in our technology department that are critical to the remote learning. We've added 50-plus hotspots and outdoor access points at grade schools across our district, and it's just been a group effort to try to provide the best possible opportunity for access when it comes to remote learning and technology.
It is always good to hear such a positive report, and we wish you more of the same. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Wish everybody the very best.
John Kilgore is the superintendent of Pontiac's District 90. He's been our guest this morning on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.